superstar meltdown freakouts in the light of Mel Gibson's recent batshit crazy episode. I thought it might be interesting just to recap on some of the all-time superstar nut-outs that we've seen over the years. Tom, any crackerjacks spring to mind?
Well, I was thinking of Frank Bruno. Frank Bruno was labouring under the delusion that he was Frankie Dettori. It's just such a kind of surreal image. But we were talking, as we were discussing this segment, about live TV and how, you know, back in the day that was where you got the big freakouts, Oliver Reed, what have you, and how you still can't quite beat live TV. And it made me think of the Queen. Do you remember that? Remember, it was a couple of years ago, the BBC did this thing, and the BBC did the trailer for the programme about the Queen.
Oh,
was
yes.
Getting painted by Rolf Harris or something?
No, that's another one. Her
photograph was being taken by Eddie Wilson. Know this famous photographer, does all the Lord photographs Ridgefield. For Vanity Fair.
Leibovitz.
Yeah. Okay, and the BBC kind of just gently massaged the trailer for the programme to make it look as if the Queen had freaked out and had a tantrum on set. That is an interesting thing. Yes. I mean, these days you don't necessarily get those kind of live freakouts on live TV, or the controversy around so-called freakouts actually often involves stuff that's taken out of context or re-edited or whatever.
I think these days it happens. It's captured on people's mobile phones.
Yeah,
that's where you get the celeb freakouts. Was it Usher who was filmed in in a McDonald's in Paris, basically having a meltdown because they wouldn't serve him? You know, they'd shut. And he just went into an absolute star-studded tirade about, God. You know, do you know who I am? And by the way, if it isn't Usher, I just want to apologise, and we'll double check that, obviously, on the site.
That's a horrible irony, isn't it? I mean, you're in Paris, the inventors of the Michelin star, yes. And you're complaining because you can't get a McDonald's.
Yes, I want my Le Big Mac.
Yeah.
Eddie, superstar freakouts.
Okay, well, the one that's come to mind, I'm going to touch on something else I've just remembered, actually, which I remember vividly as a teenager. But first of all, my all-time hero, Rip Torn, who basically, I remember from the Larry Sanders Show, and he had an established career before that, of course. And he was in Men in Black, of course, as well. But obviously, there's a guy who
the
I
Golden
thought was...
Girls.
Golden Girls, all was that he? Stuff. No. And ultra cool. Until... it all went horribly wrong, and this is a man heading towards his 70s, if not now in his 70s, and he decides to basically strike the lightning fantastic. You know, basically attempted to break into a bank with a gun, proclaiming that he thought he'd arrived home, speeding in a car with a big fucker Christmas tree, which was hissing people walking by, and the famous mugshot with him with the best bedhead this universe has ever seen. Which is what was
Do you think he fell asleep on the floor of the bank?
So there was an element of tragedy, and there was an element of like, enough respect.
Coco the Clown.
Enough respect.
One that just sprang to mind, actually, was the Tom Cruise one, you know, where some TV crew did a hilarious gag on Tom Cruise where they had like one of those, the microphone sprayed water in his face.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he got very self-righteous.
I know,
yes.
About that, didn't he? Yeah,
but that guy was an arsehole for doing that, though. I mean, grown man doing that, spraying a water gun. How old are you?
Well, I don't think it's no more absurd than Scientology.
Can I get a mention here for Pee Wee Herman? For people who don't remember, Pee Wee Herman was the biggest children's TV host of the early 90s.
Allegedly.
And he was. And he genuinely ended his career. He shot his career in the head on a fateful night in a 24-hour porn cinema.
His career over the scene in front of
him. And that was it. And interestingly enough, I mean, that happened. Ooh, I'm going to say 15-20 years ago. And he's just signed a deal to do a
DMTV.
Yeah, no.
A drama documentary based on the events.
Out